JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Physiotherapy Symposium forms part of activities to observe National Physiotherapy Week. And later, a back-to-school tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Are you preparing students for PEP? Then register for the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's Regional Weekend PEP Camps. Come learn about practical empowering preparation techniques for PEP as the Ministry seeks to build the capacity of our teachers. The camps are scheduled to start September 15. Deadline for registration is Friday, September 7. For further information, call or WhatsApp 876-552-8376.
Every year, on the 8th of September, Jamaica joins the rest of the world in observance of World Physical Therapy Day to raise awareness about the critical role of practitioners in helping people stay mobile. On Monday, the Physiotherapy Department of the Kingston Public and Victoria Jubilee Hospitals marked the start of the week with a breakfast and open day event.
Thank you for the job you're doing for Jamaica, and thank you for what you did for me.
Acting Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the JIS, Enthrose Campbell. Ms. Campbell, who was the guest speaker at Monday's event, encouraged physiotherapy practitioners to pay particular attention to their own well-being while offering the best care to their clients.
At the core of your job is the care of your clients. How are you going to do that if you are not well? So you need to eat properly. You need to get enough rest. And you need to challenge your own brain.
National Coordinator for Physiotherapy Services, Nicholas Ford, says the signature event for Physiotherapy Week will be the hospital's annual symposium on Sunday, September 9, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Medical Science Building on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies.
This symposium, over the past few years, has been a calendar event of a very high standard that physiotherapists look forward to. And I'm sure that the one on Sunday will be no different.
This year's symposium theme is Health is Wealth, a holistic approach to workers' well-being. To register for the symposium or for more information on Physiotherapy Week, call 876-967-1024 or follow KPH Physiotherapy on Instagram. September is being observed as Senior Citizens Month. Under Outcome No. 3 of Vision 2030, Effective Social Protection, the government is promoting greater participation by senior citizens in society. The creation of effective and transparent social services and programs also falls under Goal 1, Outcome 3. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and view the dashboard of indicators to learn more.
So come join us.
Your generosity knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants when you give we, it build road, our school and train we.
And now we're doing much better, yeah.
Life is sweet if it's true with the EU.
Before we go, here's a back-to-school tip from JIS Radio's Anthony Morgan.
For me, a new school year came with a little fear, maybe because I anticipated that the workload would be more intense. So if you're like me, then this back-to-school tip is especially for you. Ask friends or schoolmates in higher grade levels to share with you their experiences from that level. It just might help your anxiety or fear. Those same friends may also have study materials they wouldn't mind passing down to you, which can give you a head start in some of your classes. I'm Anthony Morgan. Have a great school year.
A message from the Jamaica Information Service. That's how we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.